Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The right fielder, Darnell Coles. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Olerud. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Sprague. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Borders. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Pat Henkin. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brent Maine. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Keith Miller. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, David Cohn. And now, play ball. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Coles hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops it up and throws to first, with Henkin covering, for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McRae hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Carter. McRae reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Gwynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gwynn hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Joyner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carter takes first base on ball 4. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Carter. The throw from Maine and he is safe. Carter steals second. John Olerud batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Olerud hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sprague is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Borders hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Schofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Borders moves to third. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Maine hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 1 in the game. Coles hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gagne hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Coles chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Coles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 0 for 1 in the game. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henkin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Olerud is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Olerud hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sprague is 0 for 1 in the game. Sprague hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Maine and he is out, Lind applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gwynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gwynn hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 0-for-1 in the game. Joyner takes first base on ball 4. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joyner. The throw from Borders and he is out, Schofield applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Pat Borders batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Borders is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner juggles the ball. That's an error on Joyner. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Schofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Main is 0-for-1 in the game. Main hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coles is 0-for-2 in the game. Coles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Main settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carter strikes out. There goes Molitor. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Olerud is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Olerud is walked intentionally. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gagne strikes out. Borders drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gagne out. One out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jose is 0-for-2 in the game. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henkin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sprague is 0-for-2 in the game. Sprague hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Borders, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Borders is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Borders hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Gwynn. Borders reaches second base with a double. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar is walked intentionally. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coles is 0-for-3 in the game. Coles takes first base on ball 4. Borders moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Paul Molitor, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Borders scores. Alomar scores. Coles moves to third. It's 4-1, Blue Jays. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Maine and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gwynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Joyner hits a pop-up towards third. Sprague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maine is 0-for-2 in the game. Maine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henkin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gwynn moves to second. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gwynn moves to third. Maine moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Royals 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tom Gordon now pitching. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Olerud is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Olerud strikes out. 1 out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sprague is 0-for-3 in the game. Sprague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Devin White now playing center field. Darren Jackson now playing right field. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gagne hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Blue Jays. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jose is 0-for-3 in the game. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henkin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up towards third. Sprague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Royals 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Borders is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Borders strikes out. 1 out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Devin White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Alomar. The throw from main and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Devin White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. White takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to third. White moves to second. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar scores. White scores. Molitor moves to third. It's 6-2, Blue Jays. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Olerud is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Olerud is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dwayne Ward now pitching. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gwynn strikes out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Joyner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Joyner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gwynn moves to second. Brent Main batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Main is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Main hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gwynn moves to third. Joyner moves to second. Keith Miller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Olerud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hubie Brooks pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gwynn scores. Joyner moves to third. Main moves to second. It's 6-3, Blue Jays. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brooks strikes out. Borders drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brooks out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royal Stadium in Kansas City.